A major implication of deepfake technology, especially as it gets even more sophisticated, is that the future is one in which everything digital can be forged. From videos to images to recorded speeches to security camera footages and even to courtroom video evidence. We have to be prepared. This in itself is a looming challenge to democracy, privacy, and national security, especially in an election year in the US, for example. Welcome to another episode of the Everything AI and Law podcast with Tolu Lokpe Awoyemi, Tolu for short. And today, as you can already tell from the topic, we're talking about deepfakes, the challenges, and mitigations. So without further ado, please let's get right into it. Now, what is deepfake? Deepfake is an AI-generated image, video, or audio that can portray a person saying or doing things they never actually did or say. Deepfakes in its entirety is a negative. As much as it has its negative or destructive applications, it also has positive or constructive applications. And let me give you some example. I'll give you three examples of positive or constructive applications of deepfakes. First is corporate marketing. So companies or organizations can save millions, thousands, or hundreds of dollars in corporate marketing videos, images, or audios because they're able to use deepfakes to replicate or create a variety of marketing content en masse and, of course, at a lower price or budget. Another positive application of deepfakes is personalized messaging. So towards the end of last year, the mayor of New York revealed that he used AI-enabled deepfake technology to make robocalls, that's robotic phone calls, to New York residents. So in this robocalls, he was able to, his voice spoke languages that he himself doesn't speak, such as Spanish, Cantonese, and to mention a few. So, well, although this raises some questions, but this could also help, especially in communication. It helps break language barriers and so on and so forth. And a third application is freedom of speech. So also last year, the former Pakistan's leader, he used deepfake AI to campaign even from behind bars. So we could say that, okay, this helps with freedom of speech. It helps in upholding democracy as well as combating oppression. Now to the negative or destructive applications of deepfakes. One is pornography. Example is the Taylor Swift's deepfake images that trended on X, formerly known as Twitter. Another example is political propaganda and election manipulation. This, of course, has raised a lot of fears, especially in an election year such as this in the US. 6 years ago, in 2018, there's this popular Obama video which introduced the world to deepfake and its capability. And also robocalls of Joe Biden saying what he actually never said and deepfake images of Trump. And I hope something is really done about this because it's likely to get even more intensified as the election gets even closer. And another example is the spread of rumors, defamation, harassment, and all sort of negative vices. And of course, this also raises issues in privacy, national security, and democracy. to mention a few. And now to the mitigations that I recommend. The first is to regulate deepfakes. And specifically, there are two provisions I believe should be in every deepfake regulation. The first is to ensure that no deepfake content using another person's video, image, or speech should be released without an express consent in writing by that person. Now, the ideology behind this is synonymous to that of privacy law, which seeks to protect individual likeness from unauthorized use and exploitation. The second provision is that no deepfake content should be released without it being labeled as such, be it either at the publication stage or the dissemination stage, so that everybody is aware that this is a deepfake generated technology. And the second mitigation that I recommend is blockchain technology. Incorporating blockchain technology into cameras, into smartphones, and the likes will help assign unique identification numbers to images, videos, and speeches at the point of it being captured or produced. This would help to authenticate the real from the fake. And the third mitigation that I recommend is the use of high-quality anti-deepfake softwares or detectors, similar to antivirus. And social media platforms or websites or web apps that use a lot of images or videos would definitely in the future have to incorporate this, especially as deepfake technology gets even more sophisticated and undiscernible to the human eyes. And the final mitigation that I recommend is education and skepticism. Even with the regulation of deepfakes to high quality anti-deepfake softwares or detectors, all the way to using blockchain technology, still, we need to be educated and have it at the back of our mind that no matter how authentic something looks in the digital world, you have to verify. Verify, because we are getting into a world where everything digital can be forged, from courtroom evidence videos to camera footages to images to audios to speeches to videos. So you have to be skeptical and you must verify everything you see in the digital world, no matter how authentic it looks. And this completes the end of this episode. I'm looking forward to next episode because I'm bringing in an AI security expert. You really do not want to miss it. And until next time, see you, take care, and bye-bye.